So Jesus had pity on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Well, that's not us, folks. We are not sheep without a shepherd. Because God says today, through the prophet Jeremiah, I myself will gather my flock and bring them to their folds. Well, brothers and sisters, we have been gathered together in this place. Do you know the word that we translate church in the Bible is the Greek word ekklesia, which means the gathering. And so today, the gospel that we heard is fulfilled in our hearing. The one who gathers us together, sheep with a shepherd, teaches us many things. All hear the same voice. All who are present hear the same message from the Word of God. All of us gathered here sing Alleluia to hear the teaching of the gospel. And so the one who gathers us together, the shepherd who gathers us together here, guides us by his word. But he also tends us as a good shepherd and leads us to pasture. He gathers the church, the ecclesia, the gathering, around one table to be fed with one bread and one cup. The same food and drink is given to all who gather together in one faith around this table. The same food and drink. And so here in this gathering, in this ecclesia, in this sheepfold, we have pure democracy and pure communism. Pure democracy, because there is no rank or privilege here. All receive equally from the shepherd. Pure communism, because we share all things in common, the same word, the same food and drink. And so Jesus, our shepherd, gathers us here together. And this is the shepherd's staff. Do you know, Jesus said, when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. And so Jesus gathers us here today to him. He gathers us to him. And so St. Paul says in our second reading that in Christ Jesus, you who used to be so far off have been brought close through the blood of Christ. So it's the blood of Christ that gathers us in. And his blood was not shed in greater or lesser measure for different people. His blood was shed equally for all of us. All of us here. And so, Carol Hatcher, Jesus, our shepherd, loves you and shed his blood for you. And Mike Jones, Jesus, our good shepherd, loves you and shed his blood for you. And Vince Ostrowski, not only does Jesus love you and shed his blood for you, but he also loves Carol and Mike and shed his blood for them. And he even loves me and shed his blood for me. But you see, this is what St. Paul is talking about in our second reading when he says that Jesus is the peace between us. How that he has made many into one entity, creating a single new person, namely the body of Christ, which is this gathering here. This is what St. Paul means when he says Christ has broken down the barrier that used to keep us apart. that he has destroyed in his own person the hostility. And so, we are all gathered together into one sheepfold. And that can be a beautiful meditation for us after we receive communion. Again, that word communion, common union, all brought together, gathered together. A beautiful meditation for us. Of course, we might want to spend some time in quiet prayer because of that beautiful communion that Jesus has with our body and blood, with his body and blood. We might want to be singing the songs which have such rich theology in them to help us understand what we receive. But another beautiful communion meditation can be just to observe the other people who come forward to receive and to recognize and realize that each one of them are fed by the same Lord as I am. Each one of them drink the same blood of Christ that I do. All are gathered by the shepherd into one sheepfold. But do you know, there are sheep without a shepherd here in Charlottesville, Albemarle. And we must gather them in to this place with the heart of our shepherd who is moved with pity for them because they are like sheep without a shepherd. We must invite them to this gathering. Yes, our neighbors and our co-workers. We must invite them to this gathering because Christ came to bring the good news of peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. And it is our responsibility to gather them in. Amen.